It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire and Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, one of Manning's hockey players has begun his college hockey career south of the border. Declan Willens goes to Anna Maria College, a Division III school located in Paxton, Massachusetts. Got to catch up to him recently and ask him how his season has gone.
It's been going not too bad. The new year's been going good for us here. We started off winning some games here now, so hopefully we get on a little roll to end the season.
And I believe this is kind of your first season of playing college hockey. How have you been able to kind of sort of adjust to sort of the level of play there?
It's been good so far. You know, I've played a lot of junior hockey and then come over here. I wasn't sure what I was going to expect, but I felt like I've adapted pretty well so far. I've been playing pretty good.
Obviously, one of the big things with college athletes is trying to balance their schoolwork with their sort of their sporting activities. How are you able to sort of get that schoolwork and hockey balance? How do you get that sort of working for you?
It kind of took a little bit. I haven't been to school for like 4 years until this year, but you kind of just have to make your schedule and put aside when you're going to the rink and when to do your homework and make sure you get it done and just do all that, and it's going well.
And I understand here that you are a business administration major there. What made you decide to kind of go down that road, and how's that been working for you?
Kind of just always been interested in getting into the business world and eager to learn, more about it and hopefully to get a degree from it. And it's been going good so far. I enjoy it a lot.
Now, Anna Maria College is located in Paxton, Massachusetts. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the community is like over there?
Paxton's just a little place like Manning. It's got a little Dunkin' Donuts and a little coffee shop and a pizza place, and that's about it. It's a tiny little thing. We're about 20 minutes out of Worcester, the second biggest city in Massachusetts. So that's where we spend most of our time.
As you mentioned there, of course, you are originally from Manning. What are, when you were growing up, what were kind of some of your big, sort of hockey influences on your career?
My biggest one probably would be my uncle, Peyton. He played for the Junior Storm there, so we'd always go down and watch him and kind of influence me to take my career that way, too.
Mm-hmm. And we know sometimes hockey players can be, kind of creatures of habit, especially when they're trying to get ready for a game. Now, when it comes to you, is there a sort of particular pregame routine you kind of find yourself going through before every game?
A little bit, just try to get hydrated, get my mindset ready to play the game, and then before I tape my stick, get my legs warmed up, and that's about it. Nothing too major.
In the NWJHL, they're now into the final week of the regular season. Both the Northeast Navigators and Fairview Flyers will be facing a bit of an uphill battle when the playoffs begin. The Navs will be the number 6 seed, and Fairview will be the number 5 seed. The 3 and 4 seeds are still to be determined between Grand Prairie and Dawson Creek. To get to the 3rd seed, the Kodiaks will have to win the remaining 3 games and hope the Kings lose their final game in regulation. Looking at this weekend's schedule, the Navs will have their last home game on Friday night at the Baytex Energy Center against the Dawson Creek Kodiaks, going on the road on Saturday to Fort St. John. Fairview Flyers will end the season with a pair of road games. They'll be in Grand Prairie on Saturday and Dawson Creek on Sunday. The Peace River teams of the Northern Alberta Hockey League will all be in action this week. U15 Sabres will be home on Friday to play Grand Prairie and also at home on Sunday to play Fort Saskatchewan. U13 Colts will be at home to play Grand Prairie on Saturday and also have a home game against Grand Prairie on Sunday that will take place in Nampa. U18 Royals, meanwhile, will be on the road in Wainwright on Saturday and Bonnyville on Sunday. In the AJHL, the Grand Prairie Storm are still alive in their quest to get a playoff spot in the North Division. With 8 games to go, they trail the Sherrod Park Crusaders by 9 points for that last playoff spot. The Storm will have home games on Friday and Saturday at the Bonnets Energy Center. They'll be taking on the Drayton Valley Thunder in both games. And the High Prairie Red Wings of the GMHL will have 2 games this week. On Friday night, they'll be on the road in Edson, having a home game on Sunday against Slave Lake. It's River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control. Feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.